This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba have unveiled a comprehensive decade-long roadmap aimed at deepening strategic, economic, and technological cooperation between the two countries. The two leaders made the announcement after summit talks in Tokyo yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, during the 15th India-Japan annual summit, Prime Minister Ishiba and he reviewed the full range of bilateral ties between our nations and agreed to further strengthen the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership. In a joint press meet after the talks, Mr. Modi said, both countries have set a target of 10 trillion yen investment in India from Japan in the next 10 years.
अगले दशक के लिए एक रोड मैप बनाया है हमारे विजन के केंद्र में इन्वेस्टमेंट इनोवेशन इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी एनवायरमेंट टेक्नोलॉजी हेल्थ मोबिलिटी पीपल टू पीपल एक्सचेंजेस एंड ट्रेड प्रिफ्रेक्चर पार्टनरशिप ये प्रमुख बातें हैं हमने अगले 10 वर्षों में जापान से भारत में 10 ट्रिलियन येन निवेश का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है.
The Prime Minister affirmed India and Japan's commitment to a free, open, peaceful, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific. He said both countries have the same concerns about terrorism and security with respect to defense and maritime security. Later, briefing the media on Prime Minister Modi's Japan visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the two countries have agreed to adopt a joint declaration on security cooperation. Prime Minister Modi reached Tokyo yesterday on a two-day visit to Japan. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Japan shares details of Mr. Modi's engagements scheduled for day two. A report.
On the second day of the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the members of National Governors Association in Tokyo. Following the talks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba departed for Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture by Shinkansen bullet train. In Sendai, the two leaders will visit the Tokyo Electron Factory, a major manufacturer of semiconductor production equipment. Japan is aiming to reduce its dependence on imports. During the bilateral talks held yesterday, India and Japan launched an economic security initiative to promote supply chain resilience in semiconductors and other strategic sectors. From Sendai, after the factory visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to China to attend the SCO summit. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Tokyo.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will pay an official visit to India in December this year amid growing ties between the two nations following U.S. trade tariffs. Kremlin foreign policy aide Yuri Ushakov told reporters in Moscow that the Russian president will discuss the preparations for the December visit to India during the meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in China. In Jammu and Kashmir, 7 members of a family died after a landslide triggered by heavy rainfall flattened their house in a remote village in the Riasi district early this morning. Rescue teams, including personnel from the police, SDRF and local administration, were dispatched immediately and all bodies have been recovered. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 3 people lost their lives and 2 others are missing after a cloudburst struck Drukta village in the Rajgarh Tehsil of Ramban district today. Rescue teams from the National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, State Disaster Response Force, SDRF, and local police have been rushed to the area. 3 bodies have been recovered so far and search operations are underway to trace the missing individuals. In Bihar, 2 matches will be played today on the second day of the Asia Cup Hockey Championship being held in Rajgir. The first match will take place between Bangladesh and Chinese Taipei, while 2 strong Asian hockey teams, Korea and Malaysia, will face each other in the second match. In Uttarakhand, the worst hit areas Uttarkashi, Rudraprayag, Bageshwar and Tihri are witnessing large-scale relief and rescue operations as authorities work round the clock to stabilize the situation. 5 people lost their lives yesterday, while 11 are reported to be missing after heavy rainfall in Rudraprayag, Chamoli and Bageshwar districts. Meanwhile, continuous heavy rainfall in Himachal Pradesh has severely disrupted normal life. In the Bharmaur area of Chamba district, thousands of pilgrims undertaking the Mani Mahesh Yatra are stranded due to damaged roads. The local administration and police are engaged in rescue efforts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.